Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I want to announce the results of this week's poll. The question was very simple. Are you going to make a resolution for 2012? Yes or no? And it was a decided 2-to-1 margin that most people are not going to make a resolution for 2012. 2-to-1 in favor of not making a resolution. That was today's poll. Look next week for another poll that will be up there, and I'll announce the results of the poll on the air on next Friday. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is fish tales. Each of my guests will describe something related to fishing, whether it's marine sustainability, fishing for a better life, or a new oyster restaurant opening up here in town. My first guest is the Communications Director for the Marine Stewardship Council. We'll discuss the Marine Stewardship Council's certification of fisheries and how it impacts us as consumers. My second guest is a life coach and a motivational speaker. In his prior life, he was an actor and a cruise director. We'll discuss easy ways to achieve what you once thought was impossible as he teaches us how to create our own future. My third guest is a local entrepreneur. He's a former international banker turned aquaculturalist. We'll discuss his business and his new restaurant that he's opening up at the San Buenaventura State Beach. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Mike DeCesar is the communications director for the Marine Stewardship Council in Seattle, Washington. Mike joined the MSC after more than 6 years working in Washington, D.C., most recently serving as the chief of staff and communications director for a senior member of the U.S. House of Representatives. In that role, Mike managed global communication strategy that frequently meant interaction with key media across the United States and overseas. Before working in Congress, Mike worked throughout Asia Pacific for a U.S. corporation clients in software, aerospace, and consumer products. He's also managed a regional office for the Rocky Company, which is now known as Rocky Hill and Nolan. Joining us from the greater Northwest, hi, Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Bill. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, good morning, and thank you for being our guest. I love to talk with a thought leader such as yourself. And this is an interesting subject because most of us don't give a lot of thought as to where our food comes from. So I want to just start with the basics. What is the Marine Stewardship Council? What does it do?
Sure. The Marine Stewardship Council is a global nonprofit organization. It is a positive response to what was a crisis about a dozen years ago when the Grand Banks cod fishery, which had been supplying seafood for generations, hundreds and hundreds of years, suddenly collapsed. And conservation organizations, other thought leaders came together and said, "We have to do something." The Marine Stewardship Council was formed, then became independent, and in effect, the Marine Stewardship Council—it's a scientific organization. It maintains a global standard for wild capture fisheries. They are certified by independent certification bodies apart from the MSC, but the MSC conducts ongoing a global dialogue to keep the science current and up to date, to ensure that the fish that people consume, wild capture, that it gives them the option to support and recognize sustainable fisheries so that we can protect it for future generations.
All right, that makes a lot of sense, Mike. So help to clarify it a little bit more for my listeners. Is in what ways is the Marine Stewardship Council like the Beef Council that has been advertising for so many years and we're familiar with the Beef Council?
It's different in that the Beef Council is a marketing organization. As an example, the MSC is really a scientific organization. Globally, there are fewer than 100 people in the MSC. And there are fishery outreach managers and scientists who maintain the standard to ensure that when a fishery is certified to the MSC standard, it meets or is on a path to meet what would be considered global best practices for fishing. Because by doing that, Bill, and for your audience, that's what, by that recognition and rewarding of that practice, that's what's going to maintain healthy fisheries long into the future.
All right, and that makes a lot of sense. My guest is Mike DeCesar. We're talking about the Marine Stewardship Council. Mike, why should my listeners be concerned with the over-harvesting of the ocean, and how does the Marine Stewardship Council really address overfishing?
Everyone should be concerned because seafood is consumed by literally billions of people around the world. For 2 billion people in the world, seafood is either the main or sole source of protein. Your listeners, I'm sure, have heard about the health benefits of consuming seafood. So it is a resource that we are entrusted with, and we have a choice to make. We can either pay attention and work to ensure that it's sustainable so we leave a legacy for the future, or we can just fish it and fish it and fish it and not worry about the future. And I think that's a fairly simple simple equation, and you know what to do.
Well, it is a very simple equation, Mike. And how do you determine, how does the Marine Stewardship Council determine whether a species of fish is being overfished? I've always been curious about that.
Yeah, a fishery voluntarily enters the program. And it is a defined area of the ocean, and scientists then look at the fishery against the MSC standard. They look at, there are three core principles in the MSC standard: the health of the stock, the impact on the marine ecosystem, and whether there is effective management in place. And then underneath those core principles are 31 performance indicators that are actually scored by scientists. And then what's so important about the MSC is the MSC requires, these independent certification bodies, requires that there is stakeholder engagement, so that if there is a fishery in your area, as an example, that was going through the MSC program, an independent certification body would do an assessment. It would be required to engage local conservation organizations, as an example. It's to ensure that it is a robust, fair process with multiple checks and balances to ensure that the outcome is scientifically valid.
All right. My guest is Mike DeCesar. He's the communications director of the Marine Stewardship Council. Mike, one of the things that has been in the news and my listeners have heard a lot about is the elevated levels of mercury and other harmful toxins in fish because they purport of over-harvesting in the oceans. Should we be concerned about these high levels of toxins, and what is the Marine Stewardship Council doing?
Things like mercury, those are, in fact, in California especially, I was just there a couple of weeks ago when the Ocean Protection Council is, in fact, addressing this very issue. The MSC, as a global organization, looks at the health of the stocks. There are, on local levels and state levels, individual actions regarding things like mercury. And so the organization leaves it to those regulatory bodies.
Okay, I get it. All right, now, this sounds very good. I mean, I want to think and know that my food is coming from a source that is working on sustainability. I want to know that we're taking care of the ocean and everything else. So when I go to a store, how do I know that the fish that I'm buying is MSC certified? Is it some sort of a label? Is it a designation? How do I know?
There is an MSC eco-label that can be either in the fresh case in some stores or in frozen products in others. And it is an assurance to consumers that that fish can be, there's two things here, Bill. One is that that fish can be traced all the way back to an MSC certified fishery, and that you know what you're buying. You know, there's been a lot of, you mentioned just mercury just a minute ago. There's also been a lot of news in recent weeks about whether, you know, the fish people are buying is the fish they think they're buying.
Right.
And by having MSC certification, by having that label on the fish, there's an assurance that that fish is what it is because it can be traced. The MSC does its own independent DNA testing to ensure that the program remains robust.
All right. Mike, is all MSC certified fish labeled? I mean, can I be guaranteed that they will be labeled if they are certified?
No, it is not all labeled. That's up to the supply chain, frankly. The when in some retailers, certainly Whole Foods is one example. There are others that are coming in California in 2012 that will, in fact, label so that they can help guide their customers. Others choose not to do that. There is a small, the MSC is a nonprofit organization. Half of its funding comes from foundations. The other half globally comes from a very, very small license fee on the Eco label, and some choose not to use the Eco label.
I see. So there is a licensing fee associated with the label.
Yes,
just out of curiosity.
Small, like 0.5%.
0.5%. All right, Mike, that makes a lot of sense. Now, I'm sold. I mean, you've got me. I'm a believer here. I want to go buy MSC certified fish. Where can I go do that?
There are a number of stores. And one of the things that I think it's very important for you and your listeners to know is the leadership on sustainability came from industry. It's a fascinating story, I think. Walmart, in 1996, declared a commitment to MSC, declared that it was going sustainable. Last year, on the fifth year, it reported out its results and expanded its commitment. Other stores,
wow.
Target, there's a whole number of retailers and grocery stores, Whole Foods, I mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
In the U.S. and Canada and around the world. So many, many retailers and grocery chains your listeners shop at regularly will have MSC labeled product in the store. If not, they should ask for it.
All right, they should ask for it. Now, I do a lot of shopping at Costco. Does Costco, subscribe to this?
Yes, Costco does it well. And there's another reason. Let me mention this in terms of asking for it, and here's why. I mentioned that the industry really has been absolute leader, playing leadership roles in this. The other part of that is now consumers can do their part to recognize and reward sustainable fisheries by, in fact, purchasing products that they know have been certified sustainable.
Hmm. Now, why do you think it is, Mike, that these retailers are even gravitating towards MSC certified fish?
It's crucial. I think there are leadership values associated with this corporate social responsibility. I think people get it. I think people closest to the water, if you will, understand that this is a resource and we can either manage it properly and work towards sustainability or not.
All right.
And by not, we mortgage the future.
Yeah, we're ransoming the future for our children.
Exactly.
And so forth. Mike DeCesar is my guest. He's from the Marine Stewardship Council. We're talking about their certification program. Something that I didn't know until I was doing research for this talk today, Mike, was that there's a big spike in seafood consumption during the holiday season, and I didn't realize that. That Oregon, for example, Dungeness crab is a premium product that is really sought out during the holidays. Now, I love Dungeness crab, so I can understand why that is. And I understand that the season opened late this year for Dungeness crabs. Why was that, and why would the MSC be involved in when a season opens, when a season closes?
The season, it did open late, and it opened late because Oregon Dungeness crab, there is a state commission, state regulators in Oregon, and they do really a fantastic job of managing the fishery to ensure that sustainability is not just simply a buzzword, that it's the reality of it. And they wait and they test and they look at various crab to come up with the right size, the right hardness of the shell. There is a whole host of barometers and indicators, if you will, that tell them when it's appropriate to open the fishery. And by doing that, here again, the Oregon Dungeness crab fishermen, they're managing that resource just fantastically, and having your listeners know that And know that when they purchase a Dungeness crab, and you're right, the holiday season, there is a spike in consumption on seafood, to know that they're not only rewarding the fishermen for doing the right thing, but they can enjoy, you know, a holiday meal, a special meal, knowing that they're not doing anything harmful.
Great. My guest is Mike DeCesar. Mike, I get this. I want to follow the value chain, if I can, for just a minute in the fisheries, because you're working right now with the fishing industry, which I think is good. You're working with retailers. We've talked about that. But there are whole other components there that are very important in that chain, that value chain, such as restaurants or things that we don't even think about on a day-to-day basis, but dining halls and universities and institutions, as well as even our own national parks. What is the MSC, what are you guys doing, the Marine Stewardship Council, doing to help in these areas that we don't often think about top of mind?
No, you're absolutely right. There are a number of touch points. And UC Berkeley, about 3 months ago, became the first public university in the United States to become MSC certified.
Wow.
A couple of weeks later, Pomona College in California, a major liberal arts school, very prestigious university, also became MSC certified. There are some restaurants in California, King's in the San Francisco area, that have become MSC certified. And what's happening is one of the things that I think we're beginning to see is consumers, your listeners, the corner has been turned, and now consumers are beginning to either ask for sustainable seafood or use it in their own daily shopping. And by doing that, more and more, the awareness is growing and growing that one, there's something we can all individually do about this. It's not hard to do. It's a positive story. It's a positive response, and that it can involve everybody. And more people are doing exactly that.
Well, I think it is great. My guest has been Mike DeCesar. He is the Communications Director for the Marine Stewardship Council in Seattle, Washington. Mike, if people are intrigued by what they hear and they want to learn more about you or learn more about the Marine Stewardship Council, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
I would say, Bill, they should go to msc.org.
MSC.org.
They can look for product. They can learn the history of the Marine Stewardship Council and the global recognition and the global standard that we maintain.
Well, Mike, it is a great resource, and it's a wonderful thing that you're doing. So thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.